welcome back. It's Live, Local, and Loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580. Nick, and at the Jerry Daniels. All kinds of stuff to get to today. Chris Paul acquired by the Houston Rockets in exchange from the Clippers in exchange for a package of, what, six players. It turns into a seven-player deal. Very complicated, but Lou Williams, Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, Sam Decker headed to the Clippers, and some other contract fillers, guys that will likely be waived at the end of today, tomorrow, something like that. You've got 1 year of Chris Paul in Houston. We'll talk about what that means for the Western Conference coming up at 6:30. Phil Jackson fired by the New York Knicks. We'll get into that as well. And a couple of other storylines from around sports. Jerry Daniels with me, Nick Runowitz, Nicky Football. Chris Crawford is with us. It's a CC Wednesday. Here on
Introduce
Live,
Jerry and Nick when you came back, gave their loud plugs.
Don't yeah, CC, I'm sorry. Though. You can follow Chris Crawford on Twitter there at ESPN580CC. Don't overstay the welcome. Don't overstay the welcome, okay?
I'm here. I'm making known I'm here.
Oh, it's going to be a fun week next week for you guys while I am gone. I asked this question, Jerry. I want to get your thoughts on this before we get to the Daily Rewind here. Chris Paul is gone from L.A., and I'm not sure what the return is going to be like for Paul, because he was the one that legitimized that franchise, right? So Chris Paul, supposed to be, by the way, this also closes the book on one of the NBA's largest conspiracy theories, right? The David Stern veto to the Lakers trade, and then somehow...
Oh, it doesn't close it, no.
Yeah, it does. It's over. It's over. Like, he was on the Clippers, that's fine. Now he goes to the Rockets.
He didn't
do
anything. I agree.
The book is closed.
Yeah.
We're done.
Well, you can't say it's closed. You never got a chance to play with that Kobe and Pau Gasol team.
Okay, fine. All right, so...
We don't know what could have...
It's a different chapter?
Yeah, it's in an alternate universe.
It's closed. No, it's done.
I think there's another Laker ring if
it was still.
Happened.
It was still a story.
Listen, I think we should be happy it didn't happen, because that Lakers team wouldn't have made it to a conference finals then, right?
I would have been fine with probably one of the Spurs more conference finals.
Two teams, by the way, have not made it to a conference finals since, what, the year 2000? You've laid this stat on me. Okay.
Yeah, since the year 2000.
The New Orleans Pelicans and the LA Clippers, both teams that Chris Paul has played for, and he goes to another team that has not been able to make his way to a conference final, short of 1 year, and that was when the Clippers blew that 3-1 lead. That being said, I'm not sure how a star leaves an organization in the NBA and does it any better than Chris Paul did.
No, he did it well, and you guys talked about this on the way in on who's left teams, and I want to get into this really in detail when we have
all right,
more time.
Let's do it at 6:30.
But KG... KG managed to leave Minnesota.
We got that text.
And doing it and say, wow, okay, the fans were okay with it.
We got that text. So we'll talk about that, because I don't think there's a good way for NBA players, stars, to leave their teams and somehow avoid being villainized by their fan bases. Let's get to the ESPN 580 Daily Rewind.
Nick and Jerry weigh in on the day's sports conversation. It's the Daily Rewind.
Nick and Jerry and CeCe.
And CeCe, yes. Let's start in the morning. Mike and Mike, they're on from 6 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 580. Today, Stephen A. Smith on with the gang, which means he yelled a lot, but he talked about the changes that the New York Knicks should make now that Phil Jackson has been fired.
The first thing you do, as far as I'm concerned, is get on the phone, call Mark Jackson's agent, get the former New York Knicks Rookie of the Year, St. John's product, exceptional analyst for ABC ESPN, and get him the hell to New York to be the head coach. That's number one. Number two, you leave Steve Mills in that position. Why? Because he has a good relationship with a multitude of agents out there. The only problem they ever have with Steve Mills is the fact that they knew he wasn't making the final decision, that he ultimately was answerable to an individual they barely ever talked to, which was Phil Jackson. So now that
That's
if you leave the decision-making to Steve Mills, then what you have is a situation where he's cultivated these relationships, these resources, et cetera, and you give him an opportunity to genuinely see what he can do. And if he's not the name with the cachet of Phil Jackson that you wanted, you have cover for having Mark Jackson as your coach.
That is Stephen A. Smith on the Mike and Mike Show, 6 to 10 a.m. in the morning here on ESPN 580. Jerry, clearly you have thoughts. Go.
No, my point is on that is that sources inside the Knicks feel that two things occurred here. One, Jackson did not want to work with Carmelo Anthony no matter what, and obviously he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, it was a toxic relationship.
Yeah, and $54 million was worth more than $24 million he was going to waste on firing Jackson. But the second point of that is sources close to the Knicks said that Nolan wants to get more directly involved.
Dolan?
Dolan, sorry. Okay. More directly involved.
I thought it was the director of Batman.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Dolan wants to get more directly involved going forward with team operations.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. James Dolan wants to get more involved?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, and he felt that Jackson kind of separated him from that opportunity.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Like, the best thing for the Knicks is for James Dolan
to go away.
No, you know what you do is you go find... You go find Masai Ujiri.
Yeah.
You give him money.
Yeah.
You say, run the team. I'm going to go play with my band and open for the Eagles. That's what you go do if you're James Dolan. Mark Jackson makes no sense. What's wrong what's wrong with Jeff Hornacek as a coach? Like, Jeff Hornacek is a good NBA coach. He took Phoenix to the playoffs in 1 year before that roster kind of malaised over and the team decided to push for like 9 point guards. Jeff Hornacek just got done with his first season. I don't throw Jeff Hornacek out in the trash for Mark Jackson just because Mark Jackson's on TV and he's probably good buddies with Stephen A. Smith. That I don't understand at all, or because Mark Jackson played for the New York Knicks. This is not a legacy thing here that James Dolan should be focused on. Right now for the Knicks, it's about figuring out that roster, figuring out those bad contracts, putting Porzingis in the best situation, and Jeff Hornacek can do that. Plus, I think James Dolan is already still paying, like, what, three coaches?
Yes.
Derek Fisher? Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah, Mike Brown's still getting.
Mike Brown is still getting paid by them. Mike Brown or James or D'Antoni are still getting checks.
Yeah, there's
multiple. He's still paying like four or five guys.
It's funny is that we literally can't even think of all the coaches that he would still be paying because there've been so many going through that door in the last 7 years.
I appreciate the favor that Stephen A. Smith is trying to do it for Mark Jackson here. This is
ridiculous. That's what he's going for. Yes. And the thing is, too, Mark Jackson is a defensive-minded coach. Yeah. Jeff Hornacek is an offensive-minded coach. Which fits better? With Carmelo Anthony and maybe Derrick Rose and Chris Stapps. I get Stapps can play D, but you've got a more – and Courtney Lee, you've got a team that's going to get buckets.
If Noah comes back.
I guess Noah, that's a big if. He's already suspended. He's suspended for, the first four games of the year or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually good for the Knicks.
Yeah, and then if he gets hurt again, like he's really the only defensive-oriented player on your team. I just don't get it either. It sounds like Steven Jackson's just trying to – give his boy Mark Jackson a little love.
Let's get to the Dan Le Batard Show. They're on 10 to 1 here on ESPN 580. Today they talked about Phil Jackson and his exit from the Knicks.
Did Phil Jackson just sign the extension and purposely think to himself, how do I get fired from here? I've got it. I'm going to go on MSG with Al Troutwig and I'm going to explain why it is that Porzingis needs to be traded. Because you realize that what he did here after signing that extension, he walks out of the office, he's like, all right, I got the rest of my money. You realize how poorly managed the Knicks have been when he's sitting there and he's got very few choices on what he can do to purposely get fired. He's only got Porzingis. Any other move that he's got doesn't work. I already did the alienating of Melo thing.
Right.
New York likes me for that because they want Melo gone. Now what? I tried that move. That didn't work.
The only asset I have is Porzingis.
The one I didn't want.
The one I didn't want. Trading him.
I still think that the best accomplishment that Phil Jackson had after Kristaps Porzingis in his 3 years was somehow turning Carmelo Anthony into a sympathetic figure. Like, when Phil Jackson got there, it was Melo's never taking us to the promised land. He's not good. He's overpaid. He's a ball hog. He's a ball stopper. Melo's overrated. Phil gets there somehow today. We're all crying a river for Carmelo. It's all good, Carmelo.
It's the biggest win of Carmelo's career.
You got that, too. It is. It is. You can put it right up there with the natty, right?
And the gold medals. Championship and gold medals.
That's it.
But he was kind of expected to win both those. This was kind of like,
this was.
Whoa, good job, Melo.
Yeah, he was an underdog.
You beat out Phil.
Yeah, you took down a legend. We'd like it. The Ron Russillo Show, 1-4 here on ESPN 580. Today, Ryan talking about Houston acquiring Chris Paul in a trade with the LA Clippers.
So now you have Harden and you have Paul. And I know immediately it leads to, okay, but is this team good enough to beat Golden State? The answer's no, and that's not the point. The point is now that you have these two people in place, what can you then add to this? There is an arms race going on in the NBA where players are looking around going, well, if they did it in Miami 7 years ago, and Cleveland's able to orchestrate this deal of moving these pieces in with LeBron 3 years ago, and Golden State can win 73 games and come this close to winning back-to-back titles and then add Durant, then we have to keep up. Step one was James Harden. They thought step two was Dwight Howard. It wasn't. They deleted that. Step two's Chris Paul. And now you can tell the next guy that's thinking about moving, whether it's this summer, at the trade deadline, or whatever guy becomes unstable and decides he's out, Houston's now a more attractive option.
100%.
That is the Ryan Russillo Show, 1-4 here on ESPN 580. That's what it's about. It's about building. This is not a done product. I think that the Houston Rockets and Daryl Morey are going to have another move or two in them. Is it Paul George? I gamble on that. I'd go for it. Is it Paul George? They don't have the cap space to sign another big guy. It's going to have to be in a trade. But I don't think Houston's done. And if they add one more piece, they're probably still not as good as Golden State, which is just bonkers to think and crazy to say. It's unbelievable how much better
that team is. But maybe their style of play is the one style that can maybe upset the apple cart up there in Golden State.
I said all year last year, that's a team that might be able to outshoot them, and that's it. But I mean, I don't know. I think what a lot of teams are doing is you try to position yourself the best way possible in the West and pray for a freaking injury, which stinks because then you're the team that prayed for a freaking injury. But that's the only thing
that they tried to do last year with that foot move.
Well, Zaza did that, though. Zaza did that with the Spurs. That is the ESPN 580 Daily Rewind. We take you through the day's sports conversation. It is the best of the best, like the Rewind flavor you get with an ice-cold Yingling Free World Gaming on Victory Casino Cruises. For more information, visit Victory at victorycasinocruises.com or you call them at 855-GO-VICTORY. Coming up next, we'll get into the Orlando Dodge question of the night. We'll talk about today's NBA storylines as well. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. Great moment right before we start the segment there. I'll clue you in on that coming up here in just a minute. Welcome back. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580 Nick, at the Jerry Daniels, and at ESPN 580cc. We're going to get into the Orlando Dodge question of the night. That is, what are your thoughts on the Chris Paul trade to Houston? Does this make the Rockets a contender with the Warriors in the Western Conference? Your thoughts on Chris Paul going to Houston and leaving LA? 844-225-5580. Text 21232. We're just about ready to get started with this segment here. And Chris Crawford says to me, so do you come back with the actual rejoining here? Or do you just come back with music? And I say, no, play the intro, the normal intro that we play. And he says, oh, I come back with music and just plays the music. It's all right.
One of my favorite things to do with you, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, is right before we come back on air,
right,
is to make some sort of short quip or joke or something that I wouldn't say over the air.
No, it's good. It's good because I'm so locked in when I'm doing these shows.
Yes.
Like, I'm just tunnel vision the entire time, as it does kind of give me an opportunity.
It throws you off sometimes and you stumble over it.
It does. So let's get into this trade here from today. So if you missed the news, I'm not sure where you've been. It is the biggest story in sports today. Broke about, 11:45 or so. In fact, I told the story during ESPN Afternoons at Scott and S. I was driving to work, and for those that do not know that I've not kind of met or spoken to before, I've got about 45-minute commute on my way to work.
Something breaking while you're driving to
work. Oh, it's killer.
Because, the odds are good.
Well, I've been told by the company, I've been told by Scott, I've been told by my family, don't tweet while you're driving. It's not safe. Like, don't do it. But I need to get the news out.
You are prolific with Twitter.
Yeah, I try. I try extremely hard. Probably too hard for something that I don't get paid for. But the fact is, I'm driving in the car. I'm talking to my mother. She's traveling. Wanted to make sure that she was safe and all that because we're all headed up for a family reunion next week. Of course, over the 4th of July holiday, I do it every year. So I'm on the phone with her, and all of a sudden, I get a text from Chris Crawford. And the text has no information in it whatsoever. Like, nothing for me to base it on. It just says, Woj bomb. That's it.
Yeah.
And at the point when I read Woj bomb, I really don't give a bleep whatsoever what the story is. I just say, Mom, she's talking. Mom, she's talking. Mom, gotta go. I just hang up the phone. I don't even know. She didn't hear me. I just hang up the phone. Okay, to get to this story, now maybe I'm a bad son because of that, but we'll debate that on another day. The news today, Chris Paul has been traded from the LA Clippers. Paul decides to opt into the final year of his contract, $24.2 million.
By the way, I won that bet.
That is not the opt-in that you were referring to. And
doesn't
I knew
matter.
That we would have this conversation today. This does not make you smarter as a sports person.
No, it just means I won that bet.
You did. You won on technicality. You have won on technicality. I came in today and I told Chris Crawford this would be the case because Jerry a week ago said, Chris Paul's opting into his deal. Spend one more year in LA and then you become a free agent with LeBron.
No, in fairness, exactly what
100%, you said.
But in fairness, I knew that he might be able to give them an opportunity to get something back.
That made sense. I just didn't think that if he was going to stay with LA, it was going to be for 1 year. But you're right. You said he would opt in. He opted in. The trade goes to Houston. Let me move quickly through this. So in exchange for Chris Paul, the LA Clippers get Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, Ryan Kelly, DeAndre Liggins, Tim Quarterman, and a 2018 first round pick. Is that everybody?
Who got the Cookie Monster deal. Too?
They did not. No, they did not. And I actually, I
you know
don't...
what? You should start throwing in, peppering in a random name just dudes, each time
right?
you do that.
Just dudes.
Yeah, just random, guy. Like random
old,
guys.
Yeah, like what? Yeah. I should find a list of old ABA names. Right?
Was it James Jones in there?
Yeah, Jerome like, Alexander.
Yeah, just guys. Just keep throwing guys in there.
Steven Ilgauskas, the younger brother of Zildrunas.
I feel as if that is what Daryl Morey's doing, right?
Drew Gooden.
Like the fourth Plumlee.
And his socks. Yeah,
the fourth Plumlee.
The fifth Manning brother, yeah, I guess,
the
right?
The third Gasol.
Exactly. So that's the deal. The deal for me makes Houston a contender in the Western Conference, but it yes. does not make Houston a better... It does not make them better than Golden State. I would put them right there in the same level with the San Antonio Spurs right now. The biggest question, of course, is... What does this mean for the style of play in Houston? Because so much last year
yes.
was about the success Houston had while the ball was in James Harden's hands. Like James Harden
and moving
had an MVP caliber season because he had one of the highest usage rates in the NBA. In fact, I believe he finished second in the NBA. Yes, and the guy who finished first in the NBA actually won the freaking MVP. That was Russell Westbrook. So when you look at the numbers that are boiled out here, the two guys that are going to be there in Houston, that's Chris Paul and James Harden, held the ball for the seventh and the first, the longest amount of time in the NBA last year. 8.2 minutes a game for James Harden, about 7.2 for Chris Paul. There's a style of play question here that may or may not work out. I'm going to put my faith in Mike D'Antoni, who knows point guards, knows ball spacing, knows how to run his system. I think this ends up working out and working out well for the Houston Rockets because they have the shooting around them, they have the space, and also, Eric Bledsoe played on that team last year. Eric Bledsoe, Chris? I get the
Eric,
wrong...
Eric Gordon.
Eric.
Bledsoe. Every time. You're wrong every time.
I'm wrong.
Whichever
on the,
one you think it is, go with the other one.
I have like a mental block with these two guys. They're the same player in my mind. Eric Bledsoe, Eric Gordon, and Evan Turner. Those are the same dudes. All the same guys.
Yeah, except for one of them just got six men.
Well... Yes, they did. And that, of course, is Eric Gordon who played. But Eric Gordon played off the ball a lot with James Harden last year. I think they figure out just a way to make that work.
All right, here's the deal here. If you're D'Antoni, do you do the A-Rod Jeter thing? Do you believe in what you have and you figure out a way to bring a man into the system and say, you're not a point guard in this role?
No, you run them both. You
yeah.
just alternate.
Just go.
Here's where it helps. James Harden last year led the NBA in turnovers per game at 5.7.
Oh,
Chris Paul was 31st in 2.4. So that's half of the turnovers per game.
But they're
that James
experimenting
Harden.
So that's with this system in Philly where they don't have a lot of expectations. Are you prepared to do that in a system where they are supposed to make the move this year to the next level?
Well,
you know,
there's
the going
to be expectations for Houston. They're going to be expected to contend for a title. You make a move like this that says, hey, we're here. We think we're in.
Yeah.
We think we're going. And like we've mentioned before, I don't think they're done.
No.
I think rumors are that they're making a push for Paul George.
And do it.
If Daryl Morey seems like the guy, when he sets his mind to getting someone, he's going to get him unless somebody, he's going
to
get him.
Here's the keys. Here's the real key to all these moves today. By the way, you're just joining us live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. Nick Grunowitz, Nicky Football here. Jerry Daniels with me as always. Chris Crawford joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Chris Paul traded to Houston today. The real motivating factor behind all of these moves today is the fact that Daryl Morey just got a four-year contract extension, so he can afford to gamble with some of these moves. Daryl Morey can afford to kind of shoot and miss, and he's got time left on his deal to make that up. Not to mention, let's say Chris Paul gets up and leaves at the end of the year, you still have a majority, the skeleton of that team that won 50-some games last year, finished third in the Western Conference. Now, if you go all in for Paul George, you're really letting it all hang out there. You are. Like, you're really out there. But then again, this is the super team mentality. It's find a base, build on there, and take your shot. And if it doesn't work out, I don't think anyone's going to blame Daryl Morey. He went for it, and he missed. I don't think it's a bad deal whatsoever. And also, for the Clippers, I got to credit them. They got something for a superstar.
Yeah.
And in a league where the superstar very many times leaves you in a lurch and you end up with nothing, he got something for a superstar.
Can
Jerry
I mention
West
the
did.
First or best part of this whole story for me was the fact that Chris Paul attributes his separation from the team due to a disintegration relationship with Doc Rivers after Austin was brought to the Clippers.
Austin Rivers' son.
That's not surprising at all.
No, it's not.
Because Austin Rivers is not a good basketball player. He got paid way more money than he should. Let me finish.
He got paid.
He got paid way more money than he should have, and got way more playing time than he should have. And I just think that if I'm somebody on the team, I'm looking at this like, hey man, this isn't CYO. This isn't your summer basketball league where your dad's coaching you.
This is not the big baller team.
This isn't hey, I'm a proud dad. Yeah. I'm wasting my time on Saturdays to coach these 12-year-olds who never listen to me. I'm going to play my son the entire game. This is the NBA.
Who was more of an eye roll to the other players during their prime, Luke Walton or Austin Rivers?
It's Austin Rivers because Luke Walton wasn't being played. Walton got a contract on the Lakers out of respect, but they sat him down on the end of the bench, and Luke Walton was like, I get it. I suck.
Let's go to the phone lines, 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. Herb is in Apopka. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Nick. How are you?
Doing great, man. What do you think?
I'm very disappointed in Chris Paul. If you remember last year at the end of the season, it was Chris Paul and somebody else. They went to the center. His last name is Jordan. What's his first name?
DeAndre.
Yeah, and they begged him to stay. Okay? And he stayed. And now things didn't work out for the Clippers. So, you know, this is me only, and I'm going to go to Houston. I'm very disappointed. There's only one player that has loyalty, and that's the MVP, Westbrook.
No.
The man stayed. And I just think
for now,
Houston is not going to be as good as you think.
I might be overrating them a little bit, Herb. I think that you're knocking Chris Paul a little bit too much, and you're giving Russell Westbrook a little too much credit too.
He didn't really have a choice.
Here's the thing: Russell Westbrook still has a contract situation for him to figure out as well. So let's wait on that. Second of all, you're referring to when Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, kind of that whole team went to Dallas to keep DeAndre Jordan from signing with the Dallas Mavericks back. That was the summer of 2015, actually. And DeAndre Jordan signed a contract at that point in time that's going to make him a free agent. What is that, a player option, right? Yeah, a free agent after this next season. He's got one more year, and then he can opt out as well. Yeah, they're leaving him in a lurch a little bit. But DeAndre Jordan also knew the contract situations of Chris Paul and Blake Griffin when he signed that deal. And it's a deal that paid him basically $19 to $20 million a year. All these guys make their own decisions. Yes.
It's still kind of a dirty move.
Yes.
Irvin
makes a very
later.
Good point. It's 1 year he would have to be without those guys before controlling his own destiny as well. It's not like he signed last year and those guys are like, hey, deuces.
Well, It's also not like the Mavericks would have been world beaters with DeAndre Jordan. I mean,
That's going to be one of the all-time what-ifs, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, because that team looked kind of primed if they added DeAndre. Who knows what else they could have added.
Parsons was still going to get hurt. Yeah. DeAndre Jordan was going to be there. Harrison Barnes was not going to amount to what they thought he would. And Dirk Nowitzki was still old.
Dirk's still getting it done.
I love Dirk.
Dirk is still
He's
going
to sign again for two more years.
Really do appreciate the phone call. Russell Westbrook's loyalty. Let's see where he ends up after this year, because I still think there's about a 35% chance he's not in Oklahoma City after this next season. 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. Coming up next, we'll continue to dig into this Houston-LA trade, talk about the Knicks firing Phil Jackson a whole lot more. It's live, local, and loud on ESPN 580. Hey, welcome back. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter, at ESPN 580. Nick, at the Jerry Daniels. Chris Crawford joining us in the show here today at ESPN 580CC. We spent most of the show talking about this Chris Paul trade. He heads from the Lakers to the Houston Rockets, and it is tough to judge where Houston is going to be in terms of the hierarchy of the Western Conference now, because they weren't close to Golden State. 12 games difference. They were still six behind the number two team. That was San Antonio. And San Antonio is a team that really doesn't care about the regular season. They'll win 50 games every year, 60 every so often. But Greg Popovich, as good as anybody to, in fact, he's the guy, he's the trailblazer, just sitting guys down. Kawhi, gonna rest tonight. Why not? Patty Mills, take a seat.
Kawhi rested the whole playoffs once he got that injury.
Jonathan Simmons, you're right, in that Houston series.
Well, that's
series.
The second time he got hurt.
Yeah. Jonathan Simmons, same thing. You want a night off, we'll give you a night off. And something tells me as well that San Antonio is not quite done yet either, because they've got Pau Gasol opting out, an opportunity for them to rework that deal, give them some space. They were in on the Paul George, Chris Paul scuttlebutt here. I would say San Antonio is a loser today with this deal because they don't have an opportunity to really upgrade in the point guard market. And perhaps they take a little bit of a hit in their regular season next year when they've got Tony Parker, who is getting older. Sorry, Chris Crawford. I know that you'll have to give in on that. He's getting older. He is not going to retire. And they've got a second-year player, DeJounte Murray, who's going to have his ups and downs, as any player will in the second year. So if I had to name it today, I would have Golden State as the top seed in the West. San Antonio and Houston close, 2-3. If you had to really kind of make me pick here, I would still take San Antonio. No, I would take Houston, too. Houston 2, San Antonio 3. Flag that tape. It's going to come back and bite me next year. That's
Don't
fine.
Worry. I flagged it when you guaranteed Houston would beat San Antonio in the playoffs last year, too.
Yeah.
So.
I thought Houston would get them.
Yeah.
I thought Houston would get them, and then James Harden showed up drunk, allegedly, to Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals.
No, the Spurs were just better.
That undid me as well. So
that Spurs team without Tony Parker, with DeJounte Murray running the point guard as a rookie.
There is still a ton of work to be done in free agency, of course. There are guys that can move. The interesting thing for Chris Paul, though, the thing I like the most about this for him is that he opts into that deal and he lines up his free agency now with some of the bigger hitters in the NBA. Of course, LeBron James is going to be a free agent next year, as well as Paul George. Even if he is traded to the LA Lakers, he's going to be a free agent next year, and no one's guaranteed
or traded anywhere.
To come back or traded anywhere. Yes. You know, some other dudes are going to be free. You know, Carmelo Anthony could be bought out. Dwayne Wade could be bought out as well. So it gives Chris Paul an opportunity to reevaluate his options after this season. And any player in the NBA, like these superstars, Jerry, that's what they're about. They're about options now. It's about,
yeah.
Like,
notice how all the contracts for the big guys are now like
they're not 5 years.
Years.
Yes, they're not. And I made that point during ESPN Afternoon with Scott Inez today, is that the collective bargaining agreement was championed as this agreement that was going to stop player movement. Sure. It is going to stop the middle class from moving.
100%.
By the way, those guys weren't moving anyway, right? The middle class, like stiffs like me if I played in the NBA, yep. Right? Like those guys, they're not moving anyway. But LeBron, Wade, Melo, they don't care if you can offer them a fifth year and an extra bit of cash. Paul George, Jimmy Butler, they want a two-year deal with the third team option. They want a 1-1, so every year they can reevaluate their options, because LeBron knows the money's coming for him. He's fine. He's always going to have an opportunity in LeBron once again at the end of next year. He's going to get up, and likely he's going to move. So I think the CBA as well.
Part of this is the injury game, though. I mean, LeBron set the stage because he was so non-injury prone.
Yeah. Availability is the best ability, right?
Yes.
If you are running that risk, like Chris Paul runs that risk of blowing out his knee this year and having to come back maybe at a lesser dollar. But then again, there's a team out there that will still offer him money. There's not enough talent in the NBA. There's not. Like, the biggest argument, sorry, the most credible argument you can make for what's good for the NBA, it's not good for the owners, but what would be good for the product of the NBA, is retraction. Go from 30 teams to, let's say, 25. Force this great collection of talent, and there is the deepest collection of talent in NBA history, I would say, is playing right now. Force them onto 25 teams, not 30 teams, and all of a sudden, top to bottom, the league is better.
Well, that's what we had. We had that. We had that in the 70s,
yes,
and the early 80s.
Yes,
when
and then the owners got greedy, yeah, and they decided that all of these secondary cities needed a team. All of a sudden, like, Minnesota needed to get a team back, right?
Bad
Oklahoma
news,
City
though.
Needed a team.
One of the cities to lose a team?
Seattle.
And Orlando.
Most likely Orlando would.
Yeah,
be,
yeah, so that's why, as a fan, I don't want to
lose
Orlando.
Well, it's not a realistic argument. It's a point that, in terms of the way these teams are built, the amount of talent we have really is set for more 25 to 27 teams than it is for 30 teams right now. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. John is in Orlando. John, you're up next here on Live, Local, and Loud. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I got the alert earlier from the NBA app that Chris Paul went to Houston. The first thing I'm thinking is, that's just not going to work, because you can't have both these guys playing point guard. And I'm pretty sure James Harden is not a type of player that want to give up the majority of all his possessions, even though it's Chris Paul coming in. The second thing is, as soon as I opened up the story, I saw who they lost. They lost Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
The guy who just won Hustle Award of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
He is one of the best defenders in the NBA, and they just gave up this defender for another point guard who is probably going to demand for possession over Harden, which is probably not going to work in the first place.
Well, Chris Paul wanted to go play in Houston with Harden. They're going to have to figure that out. John, you're right. Patrick Beverley is a big loss, and he's going to be an under. It was during those NBA. It was during those ridiculous NBA awards. That was right up my. Did I sound? I'm sorry. By the way, I am sorry if I sounded too condescending when I agree with that. He's right, but I mean it's an award. It's a meaningless award. Pat Beverley is a huge loss for the Houston Rockets. I love Pat Beverley as a player. I agree with John. His defense will be missed, but Chris Paul is also not trash as a defender. He was an All-NBA defender this season as well.
Yeah.
He's a dog as well. A little up there in terms of dog years. Hopefully he can keep up with some of these guys. I think that Chris Paul and James Harden figure it out in Houston and how to move the basketball, John. Jerry agrees with you, though. Great phone call. Really do appreciate it. 844-225-5580. That's 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. That is 21232. It's live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. Come up in hour number two. We'll talk Phil Jackson fired from the Knicks. Some Major League Baseball storylines as well here on ESPN 580 Orlando.